Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, wow, wow.
Hey.
Deep, wow, deep. Hey,
who's that deep voice guy?
Yeah. Hi, Woj.
Hey, I have a theory on your last little story there with Heather Sparks.
Yeah, that'd be Heather Park.
Oh, I thought that's what I said. Deeper voice for a dude would probably mean you have more testosterone, correct?
Yeah, that's what she said. Uh-huh. That's what she said.
Okay, so you can't help yourself but cheat.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Try and cite that one in the proceedings.
That's a very good point. Well, before we get to the love of your life, the Detroit Lions, a couple things. I love the headline in the Detroit News, Everybody Loves Raymond. Your thoughts on the Red Wings' number one pick, because I know you've just seen him play a lot, like we all have.
Oh, yeah, I scouted it out, yep. Solid pick, of course, with the characteristics that, you know, Yzerman doing what Yzerman does, obviously. He does love, he loves European players. Not that that matters, but they tend to be more skilled. High hockey IQ.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually was on the Zoom last night, and when Chris Draper came on, the scout, of course, and I said, what is this? How do you define high hockey IQ? And the first thing he said is, seems to me the players that have the puck more than anybody else have the highest IQ. And think about that. That is sort of what the Wings were at their height. They always had the puck, right? Always.
Yeah.
They weren't dumping chasers per se. Datsyuk and Igor Larion, what they always had the puck. So the Yzerman rebuild, I figured it out. He wants to have the puck.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and they have quite a few picks today, and maybe they'll package some and do whatever. But as they pointed out in the broadcast, because that's what I was told, because I didn't see it last night, because I was all too drunk. I don't know if you heard that part of the show. But
No, I missed that.
We've done it twice. You'll have to listen to the rewind.
Okay.
I got the hammer yesterday. Anyway, they were...
Holy smokes.
they were talking about the comparable to Mitch Marner, which is pretty damn good.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Correct.
Yeah.
And and like I said, a forward, because people, oh, you got to get a defenseman. I heard that so much. Oh, they need defense. To which I said, they need everything.
Right.
And they'll get some defensemen today. So, I mean, it's kind of a classic Yzerman pick, just like cutting or buying out Justin Ablocator and, you know, the other moves they made with the Rangers to freak. He's girding up for something.
Yeah,
right?
but it's gonna take 3 years before us to see the girding up, the results of it, though.
No, he might be girding up to get one pretty big, a decent veteran player this offseason.
A decent player. All right, that's okay. But they are still so far away. And you know what? I'll make you feel old, as Gov pointed this out. I believe the only person left from the 08 Cup team is Darren Helm.
Well, that doesn't blow me away. That was 12 years ago.
I know. But it just doesn't seem that was that long ago, does it?
And I don't know how much longer Darren Helm will be around either.
I know.
That's got you choked up over there.
Yeah. Doug thought he was going to pull the heartstring. We're like, it's a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, Darren Helm.
Yes. I want to ask you about the confidence that you have in Iserman and his plan, because obviously we know his history here. We know his history as a GM of building a team. As we see the process begin, are we confident because of what we know in Steve Iserman and because we have great hope and it's new? Or are we just comparing him to Avila and Quinn and he's just head and shoulders above them?
Well, that is a great question, John. I because of what he's done and what he did in Tampa and because what we know he will do. He'll be, I always use this word, it's probably too harsh, but he'll be ruthless. He'll cut players. I remember last year, traded Athanasiou. You know, the young, speedy forward. All they got was a couple second-round picks and Gagne, who they then and now Edmonton has not going to re-sign Athanasiou. He will make, and same thing with Abdelkader, he will make ruthless or whatever, hard or strong moves. And like I said, I'm just going to use the Tampa Bay model. I mean, I know he didn't collect all those players down there, but he kept that salary cap manageable. He made some tough moves. I suspect he'll do the same here. I remember last night watching it, and I saw Lucas Raymond. Most mock drafts had him going 6 or 7 or 8 or so, and he went 4th. And I remember thinking, if any other GM in this town did that, we go, is he reaching? And with eyes, I go, that makes sense. Good.
Well, you know, part of that is because all the reports on Sider have been really, really good. So you figure and say, all right, he knows what he's doing. All right, so football, once again, a little pre-Lions. Two Tennessee Titans testing for COVID. Stephon Gilmore, COVID. Stephon Gilmore hugging Patrick Mahomes after the game. None of the Chiefs were tested came back positive yesterday. I don't know if he got any COVID on Mahomes or anything like that. Should they just shut it down for a week here or no?
No. I think this is sort of what you're playing for. We knew there would be contingencies and hiccups and everything else. The NFL just has to bring the hammer down again on every, like, I remember when they started fining coaches for not wearing masks, and I heard from a lot of people, oh, come on, now they're getting ridiculous. No, they need to get ridiculouser. They do. and fining players and attending charity events where there aren't masks and like you said, hugging players after games and stuff. Just going to have to crack down. I mean, and the NFL is within its rights because they put together this season out of nowhere that people didn't think they could pull off. The players wanted to participate. They're making money. So crack down further. The bubble thing I just don't think would work. I don't. You got to rely on, just like all of society, you got to rely on the responsibility of individual people. And I'm not letting them off the hook by, like you said, okay, let's back off. Or, no, this was part of the plan, and you suffer consequences when you violate it. And they get consequences such as, besides games being moved, at some point, maybe the commissioner should start to say games are going to be forfeited. See what happens then.
Wow. Well, I know there's one fan base that kind of wishes teams would forfeit their games.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. unless they go, win 2 more games in the next, the rest of the season, you don't see him getting fired during the season, do you?
No. And did I see a stat correctly? Of the Lions' next 7 opponents, only one currently has a winning record?
Yeah, they technically have like the 5th easiest schedule the rest of the way.
What could go wrong there? Come on. I mean, true. Partly because, and I don't like to play the schedule game, but partly because there are some opportunities there. I think they're going to swipe a couple of victories, and they'll limp to the finish line, and then we'll see what happens. I think we know, but we don't know for sure.
Well, and in your mind, is it a playoff or and even if they make the playoffs, I still have some question. If they make the playoffs and they don't get a win, we always hear about, you know, taking it to the next level. Does what in your mind is it that has to happen for, you know, Quinn and Patricia to be here next year?
I would think make the playoffs. And you're right. You still will get a playoff picture. I get that standard. That's the normal standard in the world. But for the Lions, just think what it would take for them to make the playoffs. There would be a lot of positive momentum. It's hard to imagine right now, but if that were to happen and they made the playoffs. But to me, it's got to be you're playing for a playoff spot in the last weekend of the season. I mean, at least, right? And it can't be like you're 6-9 and you're going to get in at 7-9. Although they might use that standard based on their phraseology. But I can't envision it, but it's hard to envision things at this stage anyhow. And so I don't think it's going to happen. But the NFL these days, can't rule anything out. Teams are falling apart. Lots of teams are falling apart, it looks like. You mentioned the Washington football team.
Yes.
Changing quarterbacks, falling apart.
Yeah, not only is he Haskins the backup, he's now third string. Alex Smith is the backup.
Wow. That was one. I was suspicious of Haskins just because when you watched him at Ohio State, he was great, of course, but the Ohio State receivers, I don't know, sometimes they had a defensive back within 12 yards of them, but usually not. They were always wide. He just stood back there and winged it. So maybe that's a classic case of, you know, judge who you're playing with in college before you overrate people.
Final thing, we talked about this on the Wide 9, the Pac-12 proposing the college football playoff should expand just for this season. John is an expansionist. I know you are not. But for 1 year, wouldn't it make sense because of the schedule disparities?
Now, if you had told me Jansen was an expansionist before he took that seat next to you, Sony, I would have strongly opposed it. Done everything within my power.
I know.
To keep him out. No.
Why are you so against it?
We'll do that for a whole segment one day.
Yeah, but just for one season, no, I still wouldn't do it. You're already tempting fate at every turn. I wouldn't expand it. Not this year.
Right.
No. No.
Okay. All right.
Out.
All right, Woj. That's Wojo and Rieger every night at 6 o'clock. We'll talk to you soon.
Woo! I mean, whoa.
That's Wednesdays with Wojo. Coming up next, we'll recap the Twitter poll and get you geared up for Carson Anderson. Coming up next, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.